Yo, everybody. Welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
Busy times over here. It's a busy week.
Really busy.
You have a workshop coming up.
Yes.
So you're prepping for that. Well, you have two workshops.
Three workshops. We just opened the registrations for the Palm Springs, California workshop.
That one's in March.
Yes, March 23rd, 24th, 25th.
And there's like a couple of spots open?
Yeah, there's a couple of spots open. And if you want to sign up, you can sign up on my website under workshops. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, so break it down for me again.
Well, real quick. Yeah. So the last workshop in Miami, it was great. It was such a life-changing experience. And if you haven't heard of the episode, the workshop of... No, the
Sisterhood of the Traveling Workshop. It's a little play on of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Great idea by Joey with that
Was
title.
That me?
Yeah, that was your idea. Yeah.
I thought that was you.
No, that was you.
I'll take it. Yeah, it's really great. We talked to two of the girls who were there with you.
Yeah, it was so fun. But something that made, you know, something that it's going to make it even more fun in this Palm Springs one is that it's kind of like a retreat. And the workshop is happening in the same exact hotel we're all staying at. So you don't have to drive to a location. You have to worry about Ubers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of just like a vacation / workshop.
Unbelievable.
So,
and the place looks amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Pool and...
Yeah, a couple heated pools is really nice. So I'm excited. So it'll be a workshop, but also be hanging. It's like a girl hangout group.
That sounds unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not invited. Is that...
Maybe next time.
Okay. That's awesome. So that's the Palm Springs one. Then there's a New York one.
Yes, that one sold out.
That was before the Palm Springs one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's before the Palm Springs one. And
that one's done.
Yeah, that one's...
That one's overdone.
That one's overdone, yeah. That one's like overbooked. This one, Palm Springs one, we're not letting more people than 10 sign up.
So. Nice. And there's a couple spots left.
Yeah. And then we have Berlin this summer.
Cannot wait.
In Germany. Cannot wait. And
that
going.
One I'm coming to.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'm coming to the actual workshop, but I'm coming to Berlin, baby.
Yes. It's
going to
be fun.
We're taking a little trip, making a little Europe trip out of it.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. It's going to be a great summer.
Yeah, it is.
That's why it's been... Okay, so we're moving this summer, too.
Yes.
So we're on the house hunt. So that's also been...
We'll talk about it once we have more details, but we're so excited. I am so excited to move into a house.
I cannot wait. And you've gotten me addicted to Zillow. So I've been living on Zillow these days.
I love how addicted he is to it because now we're both kind of in the same vibe.
Yeah. And we're going this weekend to look at houses.
Yeah.
And we have a new segment on the Joey and Amanda podcast that's starting next Monday.
We do.
So you will be hanging with us Wednesdays and Mondays now.
Yeah, and the Mondays one, special. So
very special. So that we have that going on. And what else is happening? What else is going on this week? Just
a lot. Like, me, just meetings, working on things, finishing up projects. We're just catching up because I was sick for the past, like, 4-ish days.
Wait, last episode, you had just... You had been sick for like a day. You had like a little bit of a sickness, and we were saying,
"Oh, it's over.
We're like, you're done." Okay, so what happened was the next day,
you
woke up like really sick.
Oh yeah, was it the day. It was the next day. So
we kept saying like, what a recovery you had, and then that night, you woke up with a fever.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like five, six days it lasted.
Yeah, that was didn't like it. Yeah, I wanted to trade spots with you.
No, don't even say that. Knock on wood right now.
I know, but I didn't like seeing you sick. Because you've never been sick. That was the first time I've ever seen you sick in 5 years.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I know. I don't really get sick. And, you know, I heard people were telling me through comments when I told them that I got over it within 5 days. They're like, what's the secret? I've been sick for 2-3 weeks. Or I've been sick.
My mom's been sick for like a month.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot of people get sick for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to call your mom, see how she's doing.
She's feeling better. I talked to her yesterday. Love you, Mom. And then what else? Oh, and then next Thursday, special day for me. I'm just going to talk about it for a hot second.
Is it the finale?
Next Thursday is the last episode of the Marty Brodsky Show. Well, at least for the season. We'll see. But next Thursday, Marty, and if you don't know, I do another podcast called the Marty Brodsky Show, where I play a character who... He talks about sports, and it's sort of
sports comedy.
Yeah, it's like to him, it's just about sports, but you know, it's really goofy and silly. Mm-hmm. And so Marty and his guests are mm-hmm. doing a ginormous Super Bowl episode, because not this weekend, but the next weekend is the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So Marty's doing a huge breakdown of the Super Bowl. So if you like sports, if you like football, if you like the Super Bowl, if you want to, you know about what's happening, give it a listen next Thursday. Or if you don't know anything about it, but you're going to a Super Bowl party and you want to impress your friends a little bit, give it a listen. Marty's going to be breaking it down, giving his pick, his predictions. He'll have a ton of fun stats and facts about the game and stuff. So, yeah.
That's so exciting.
I'm excited. And then that's it. And that's a wrap on Marty. Very sad.
Aw.
Love you, Marty. So the goals episode we did had such an unbelievable response. And we heard from so many of you guys about how you were very inspired by the goals episode. Even my brother said, my brother was like, hey, I was listening to your goals episode and I couldn't finish it. And I'm thinking like, oh, what? Why, you know, what was wrong with it? And he was like, you know, I had to turn it off. I'm like, oh my God. And he was like, I was just so inspired to start working on stuff and creating and making new goals. So that was awesome. and we
thanks,
heard from,
Noah.
Yeah, thanks Noah. We heard from a lot of you that it was very inspiring. So this week's episode is sort of a spinoff of that. It's sort of like diving deeper, mm-hmm. right? Sticking to your plan.
Yes.
Yes. all right, let's start with this. And we've talked about this a lot mm-hmm. on the podcast.
We talk about it all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, but it's worth repeating because it's great. And maybe this is somebody's first time listening mm-hmm. to the podcast. And if it is, hi, welcome.
Yes.
Come on in. Okay, so you decide to become a full-time artist.
Yeah.
Right? And so many artists and actors and musicians pursue their dream with a fallback.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't.
No.
I sounded like the Dateline guy. He's like, well, you didn't do that, did you?
We've been watching way too much Dateline. Oh, gosh.
Bill Hader does this great impression of the Dateline guy mm-hmm. who's like, you know, he says like, now most people when they... you know, find their brother, you know, in the basement, knocked out. They call the police, but you didn't do that, did you? you know which guy I'm talking about?
So good, yeah.
That's not my impression. That's my impression of Bill Hader's impression of Dateline guy. Anyway, you didn't do that, did you?
No.
But can
and
you,
if
but
I
why?
Had a plan B, yeah. my plan B or C is just another way to get to plan A. Like, there's no...
Exactly.
That's it. And I think the reason for that is, I think it's just my personality,
uh-huh.
but I knew what I wanted and that's just it. And I was lucky enough that I didn't have the pressure of parents that tell you, well, you need to have a plan B or how are you going to make money or things like that.
Right.
I think that a lot of the times when people have another plan is because they get pressured by society or by parents or by somebody close to them. Telling them that, you know, the statistics are low or it's not probable or whatever it may be. And I think because of that, people start making other plans.
Right.
And then it's just everything.
I'm with you because I think it's hard to explain. It's just.
That's something we bonded on.
Yeah, right.
Because you're the same way.
Yeah. And I think what's hard to explain about it is it's like a plan B, it's not even an option.
Yeah.
Like there was never even a thought.
Right.
But I think you're right. Part of that is also because of my parents as well. They were they were always very encouraging about that. And it was never, they were never like, you know, trying to talk me into a plan B. Instead, it was always like they're trying to help me and inspire me to find other ways to get to, you know, where I was wanted to be.
Yeah. I mean,
and still are. Okay. So that's when you started the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You started it with just one plan and that's it.
Yes.
Right. So
to be a full-time artist.
Right. So, but along the way it got hard, right. In different parts.
Yeah.
Like you were sleeping on a mattress, you know, on the floor
yeah.
and working three jobs and you're eating like beans and jelly sandwiches or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, peanut butter jelly. That's why I don't eat them. Peanut butter jelly.
It was black bean and jelly sandwiches.
Oh my god, no.
Gross. Okay, so at that point, still, you never thought, okay, maybe I should pivot into something else.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Right, but instead it was what, like?
I was like, okay, this, what do I want to do? What do I need to do to get there? Oh, right. I need to have a really nice website, so I need this much money for that. I need, you know, whatever it is. I just kind of like mapped things out. Mm-hmm. And if it was more expensive to have nicer business cards back then, when you use business cards, or like a nicer website.
Back then, 30 years ago, when I was...
I still have most of those business cards, but yeah, so whatever it is that I needed to get to where I wanted to be, or what I thought I needed,
right,
I would just make it happen. And I just knew that it was up to me, up to nobody else. And I think another big part of it is that I wasn't afraid to be uncomfortable.
Right.
And I didn't care what anybody else thought. So
that's gotta be way more important than, I mean, that's gotta be crucial.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, but I'd rather have a roommate and I'd rather live in a nicer apartment. Like, I didn't care if I'm going to be living 300 square foot apartment with no oven. Like,
right.
I didn't care.
Right.
So I didn't care what people thought on Facebook. Like, you know, people care so much on social media, especially. They're like, oh, I'm already 25 and I need to have a house, or I have to do this. All of that was just like, not important.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, which I've said before, it's kind of like that quote that says, live like others won't, and then you'll be able to live like others can't.
Nice. Yeah. It's a great quote. So what's the key then? The key is to be proactive, or is the key just to like, cause I can see there being two levels of motivation with this. I can see there being, you make a plan B. Just to see it, to be like, I don't want that. I didn't do this. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just spitballing ideas. Yeah. Or do you just not even go there?
No, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, don't even go there.
I don't even go to plan Bs.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't either. I'm trying to like throw out things.
Because as soon as you feed that seed of an idea into your brain of like, this is like, you're always going to think of like, oh, I can fall back to something else.
Right.
So
I see what you mean.
So I don't even go there. Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Idea.
I mean, there's always, oh, I'm trying to make money to make my plan happen. So people end up getting other jobs, but it's not like,
that's all for plan A still. Those are just ways that you have to live to get to the plan A.
Right. But it's not like, you know, oh, right, I'm going to be, I don't know. I'm going to be a computer science major, but I really love art. And then, you know,
totally.
And that's just my perspective. There's other people that have plan Bs and they believe that. And we're just talking on this podcast about like the way that we live, our perspective, like what works for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it resonates with you, it's great. If it doesn't, then maybe it's not for you.
Right.
It's just the way that we are, the way that, I mean, your father, he wanted to be a puppeteer since he was 12. He started at like 11.
Yeah. He was younger though. Yeah.
And that's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
There's a whole episode on that too, if you guys want to listen to it. So, I mean, you grew around that.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing about when you make a plan and you make it a little bit broad but specific. So I want to be a full-time artist. I love painting, drawing.
Right.
But you never know how the world is going to change.
Right.
You never know what technology is going to come around, what's going to happen. Like you might think, oh, I don't, you know, I want to be an artist, or I love gaming, like art, work for games or whatever it is, but the invention isn't there yet, or the app hasn't been created yet. So you never know where your life can change to 10 years. So might as well use those 10 years to be the best artist you can,
right,
or be the best, whatever it is that you want to do. And then kind of like that, I'm just filled with quotes. It's kind of like that quote, when hard work meets opportunity, and that's what luck is. Because people are like, oh, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, you're already prepared for this opportunity.
Right.
But you can hear all of these quotes, and you can see, you know, you can scroll through social media, and there's so many inspirational, like, pages filled with amazing quilts. They really are great.
Yeah.
And some of them, I mean, if you start reading them and really truly believing in them, you know, some of the quotes will say, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, everything happens for a reason. Mm. Or like, click right yes if you believe this will be the best year yet, or something right. big's going to change.
Or saying like, it'll all work out. Like, yeah. just wait or something right. like that. Right.
So
right,
there's right. these quotes right. and like, yeah, it works for some people. Uh-huh. But if you don't do anything about your life,
yeah.
they're not going to work for you. Like right. it doesn't work out for everybody. Right. And I think that I love being optimistic, and that's just the way that I am. And I think it's great to be that way. But you also have to be realistic. I mean, look around you. Mm. How many people around you are in miserable jobs, are in relationships that are falling apart, mm. are unhealthy, unhappy, mm-hmm. or have been living in the same town for the whole lives and they wish they can get out and they never did.
Right.
Like that's real. That happens. And you could be one of them too.
Yeah.
So I think that it's really important to whatever it is you want. I mean, some people want to live in the same town their whole lives, and that's mm-hmm. great if it mm-hmm. makes them happy. But whatever it is that you want, you have to be proactive, because so much can change mm-hmm. so quickly.
Yes, totally. The key is just to start.
Just to do it.
You got to, but like, I think the thing that holds people back is like the starting part. Because mm-hmm. it's sort of daunting. Things are daunting.
Or they want to overly prepare. They're like, oh, I'm not ready. I don't have enough money. I don't blah, blah, blah.
Okay, this is just making me think about the last year of our lives.
Yeah.
Because so much happened in the last year.
So much.
Like, think about a year ago from right now.
Yeah.
A year ago, maybe a year and a week ago.
Okay, a year and a week ago.
We were not engaged.
Yeah.
And you probably were thinking, oh, when is Joey going to propose?
Yeah.
Like maybe this summer, and then maybe we'll get married the next summer.
And then my clock is ticking. Yeah, I'm already going to be 30.
Right. And like, I mean, meanwhile, at that point, the plan was happening. Mm-hmm. I was about to propose to you. But the point is, what I'm getting at is, like, I was waiting for the perfect time to like, proposed to you.
Yeah.
Like in my head, I wanted it to be epic, and I wanted it to be so special and like perfect, and
yeah.
I don't know, waiting for a miracle to happen and something to just hit me, sort of like what we were just talking about. Like I wanted to propose to you.
Uh-huh.
I was visualizing it and like reading all the quotes and stuff, but I wasn't like doing anything.
I think maybe you were overwhelmed because you were looking at all the things you had to do instead of just taking the first step.
Right.
Speaking of,
right.
Dr. Martin Luther King. It was just
there we go.
Yesterday.
There we go.
Right? Did that sound like it?
100%. 100%. And so
it's overwhelming when you look at everything.
It, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you start thinking, I don't know, now I'm just going into our proposal story, but then I start thinking like, this is just like the only time, and I just want it to be perfect. And like, I could have waited years for it to just be the perfect time. You know what? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So what it finally took was, you know, me saying to my parents always knew that we were going to get married, mm-hmm. but I hadn't actually said to them, mm-hmm. I'm ready to propose right now.
Right.
And then it was the Thanksgiving break that I was there. We were mm-hmm. on a walk after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I finally said to them, I want to propose like right now. Like I'm ready to propose right now. And they both stopped and looked at me and smiled. And it was like, that was the moment.
It was because like everything started going. Once you say it out loud, exactly. You tell somebody else.
Yes, because I mean, we had sort of been talking about it, yeah, but
definitely. I sort of. Do you remember?
I didn't want to talk about it because I didn't want to ruin it. Like, I didn't want to over talk about it because then I propose and it's like, well, we've already talked about it so much. It's not going to be as special. In my head, that's how I
thought. Joe. Yeah, yeah. We talk about this in the proposal story. He has this whole jinx thing.
He has a whole jinxing thing. But anyway, but that was it though. Once I said it to my parents, then it was like, boom, it became real.
Yeah.
And then from it was like go time.
And also you had their help because like, oh, we have the jeweler.
Okay,
this
so
and that
was the next thing I was going to say is it's okay to ask for help.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like once I did, it made things so much easier. Once I like had, you know, my mom helping me mm-hmm. like figure out how to do the ring situation. It was so nice.
Like options. Yeah. Gave you options and you went to the family jeweler and all this stuff. And yes. And yeah, you know, you're just reminding me today I had a breakfast, like hangout meeting with a friend, and she just brought up her business ideas and this book that she wants to write. Uh-huh. And I think it's good to just meet up with people and talk about what you're going to do. And also like talking about it. And if you haven't heard the goals one, you should really listen to that yeah. episode, but talking about it and also writing it down, it just makes everything more real. And yep. you're just writing it down and even putting dates to things
sure.
make thing real, yeah. makes it all real.
Totally.
Because as soon as we start talking about it, we already started putting a date to
right.
getting married, and it happened really quick.
It just goes back to starting.
Yeah. I love how you tied the proposal story to this.
Yeah.
This
I mean, great. But that's the thing. Okay. So then just to tie it all together now, right?
It's because, a plan. And, yeah.
But once we started.
Especially, can I just say, especially yeah, yeah. your proposal. It wasn't like we went to the beach and you proposed. You had to get a plane ticket. You had to surprise me on top of a mountain. Yeah, like yeah. that was.
I went all out. But that's what I wanted to do.
And it was the best. But. Yeah. I just wanted a detail for people that don't know. Like, right. it wasn't like you proposed and we went to like dinner or something.
Yeah, yeah. But if you want to hear the whole story, we tell it on a podcast. It's yeah. called The Proposal Story. You mean story?
Episode? Yeah.
Yes. It's wild looking back on it because I remember around this time last year, it seemed like a mountain of things ahead of like mm-hmm. an overwhelming amount of stuff. And then when we look back on it now, it's like, that was the most fun year ever.
Yeah, it was the
and,
best
and
year.
And think about everything we did. So the engagement, right? Mm-hmm. Then we were traveling all over for bridal shower, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
We went to different places.
All of that happened. Then the wedding, which was the greatest day of our lives.
Unreal.
And then we went to Bora Bora. And like,
yeah,
it all happened because I just started.
Yeah.
I didn't know yeah. where to start, but I just started and you just figure it out along the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You just have to start and then I got another quote.
Do it.
It's kind of like entrepreneurship. You just jump. You jump the cliff
uh-huh.
and you figure out how to build the plane on the way down.
Love it. Okay, so say you're on the way down
uh-huh.
And maybe you're starting to get a little bit discouraged a bit.
Yes.
How do you keep building that plane?
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen. Every time there is a plan, something's going to go,
yeah.
quote, on, you know,
quote unquote, yeah, wrong.
Wrong. But yeah. it's not wrong. It's just that's how you learn.
It's something part goes, of the journey.
It's part of the journey. Right. And you just have to mentally prepare yourself that when whatever journey you decide to go on, there's going to be times that you're going to be frustrated, that you don't know. I mean, think about it like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
If you ride in the beginning, you have no idea what you're going to do. You've right. never ridden a bike before. You have no idea, but you have to figure out on the way.
That's how you learn.
That's how you learn anything.
Right.
Right. So
you want there to be these little bumps in the road.
Yeah. And you want to just get.
Makes you stronger and.
Cute. Yes.
I'm always reminding myself of that when, you know, it's still hard. It's, you know, it's still hard. There are still bumps for me still, you know, yeah. and every time, you know,
for me too.
I never get discouraged or anything, but I get yeah. frustrated.
Yeah.
But every time I remind myself like, no, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
This is like a good moment here. This is a good learning moment yeah. here. Or like, I need to experience this cause it's going to make me stronger in the end or whatever mm-hmm. it's going to be. So yeah, I've learned to like appreciate some of these things that come up.
Yeah.
Along the way.
And I mean, there's a lot of people that think, all right, well, it's going bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I'm broke or I'm whatever it is. I'm unhappy for the moment. And they're like trying to take an easy way out or
right.
I'll just take this job and start selling, I don't know, Mary Kay makeup or whatever it is.
Not as like a side hustle, as like their yeah, new thing.
As like their new thing.
Right, right.
But
right.
I think that, I think we, I mean, where we live too, here in Los Angeles,
yep.
we see a lot of people get discouraged and they end up moving back.
Right.
Like if they want to be an actor, if you want to be right. an artist or a dancer or whatever.
Hey, it's hard because it's a lot of rejection mm-hmm. and a lot of discouragement.
Yeah.
And I you're right. It happens all the time.
And
here.
Not only that, but it's very expensive to live here. So
right.
while you're trying to figure it out, you're going right. to have to really work hard. So it's like a test.
Right.
It's a big test.
Right. So if it is something that you really want, then what is it? You have to change, not change your plan, not change your goal, but change the route that you're taking. Yeah. Right? Wouldn't that be your advice?
Yeah. Change the route that you're taking, or then just educate yourself more. If you feel like, oh, I want to be whatever it is that you want to do. I want to be a dancer. I want to do this. Well, there are people that are like working at it like every single day. Right. There are people that are spending thousands of dollars on workshops. There are people that are on classes, on books, on going to a college, on becoming part of like a improv group or like, you know? So we live here. We surround ourselves with people that have made it in the industry. Yep. We know professional dancers, professional actors, professional artists. Mm-hmm. And one thing I can tell you, out of all of our friends that have made it in such a, you know, what they say is like
competitive,
very competitive. Yep. They didn't give up.
Right.
There's people. I mean, your cousin, how many years was he here? That's another episode we have.
Yeah.
Max Joseph.
Yeah. Max, my cousin Max is he's a filmmaker. He was here for 10 years, I think, before something happened for him.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many cases. And if you really start digging deep and if you really start doing your research on these people that have made it in these competitive industries, you're going to see that they've been working at it for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And it usually took them, you know, a lot to get to where they are. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you have to just see what these successful people that you look up to, what have they done? And a lot of them have put in so much work.
Right.
So if you're here, or if you're listening and you're like, I don't know, this happens a lot when people reach out to me, they're like, 22 years old, I look at their socials, they've created or at least publicly posted, I don't know, 200 drawings, and they're barely consistent. They're like, well, I think I want to give up.
Right.
It's like, you haven't even, give yourself at least, I don't know, 30 more years.
Yeah. Don't even put a cap on it.
Right. But
because it could happen when you're 50 then. If it's something that you really want,
yeah,
it could happen when you're 50.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends on the pace that you're going to and how much work you put out. But
so you're saying instead, if it's something that you really want, instead of giving up, change your route, jump in a class, jump in a workshop, join a group, hop in the Amanda Oleander workshop. No, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
if you can't afford the workshops, yeah, they're expensive. My perspective is like, okay, well then.
I was joking using yours, but.
Yeah, I know you are. But I'm just saying that like there's places online like Skillshare or that's cheap, or even cheaper than that, free. Go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many ways.
Right.
But of course you are going to go further if you're going to invest. Yeah, YouTube is free, but you might not get like the best advice. So if you if you do get a second job and you save up money for like a workshop that's super intensive, it's going to save you so much time of trying to figure out the right YouTube or like, it's just going to save you time. It's just going to accelerate your career.
Yep.
And time is money. And like, you know,
look, another great quote.
Yeah, it's true though. So yeah, that's my rant on that. Just keep going and keep
well done. Nicely done. Sticking to it no matter what.
It's simple. It's not as hard.
Yeah.
As I'm not going to give you like a 10-15 step plan. Mm-hmm. It's just there's no plan B. Plan B or plan C will be another way to get to plan A.
That's it.
That is it.
That's it.
But when you want to get to the heart of it,
sure,
we have our goals episode, which really digs deep and tells you why most people don't accomplish their goals. It's because scientifically it's hard, because you have to make it a habit.
Right.
And making things habits are not easy.
Right.
They're really hard. Right. If it was easy, then everybody would be doing it and everybody would be accomplishing their goals.
Right.
And we really dive deep and talk about it on that episode. Mm-hmm. And people, I mean, nowadays we get everything immediate. We order something from Amazon and it comes in 2 days. Right. Like we send a message and it's like immediately, everything is just fast. And people are used to just instant gratification. But to build a habit and to accomplish certain goals, it's going to take a long time. And you have to just mentally prepare yourself that it is going to take a while. Mm-hmm. But always make certain goals. Like a year from now, I want to create, let's say, 200 drawings. So mm-hmm. if I'm going to create 200 drawings in a year, how many days in a year, how many breaks do I get? Like you mm-hmm. have to realistically write things down so you know what you have to do to get there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important too, is just making some type of plan, sticking to it, and making that plan accessible to you. And now let me just explain what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I got this from the book, The Happiness Advantage. Mm-hmm. So the guy that wrote it, he graduated Harvard and mm-hmm. he studied happiness and like just goals and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And something he said that really stuck to me is, for example, he wanted to walk every morning, or he wanted to create the habit of playing the guitar. There's mm-hmm. a couple things that he did. And whenever the guitar was out of sight, out of mind, like it was in the closet, uh-huh. it was harder for him to do it every day because he didn't see it.
Right.
Or when he had to figure out what he was going to wear to work out, it was harder for him to work out every day.
Right.
So if you do something, the smallest little steps to aid you in whatever it is that you want to get better at or whatever it is you want mm-hmm. to do, really do help. And mm-hmm. it just popped in my mind. For example, if you want to walk every morning, I should take this advice actually. Yeah. But
another thing we talk about every episode is,
I know,
your desire to start walking more.
It's going to happen, and we'll have a podcast episode about it once I make it a habit.
Can't wait.
But he went to sleep with his workout clothes and he put his shoes and his socks right next to his bed. Uh-huh. So when he woke up, he didn't have to change. All he had to do is put his shoes on and then leave.
It's a cool idea.
So when he wanted to play the guitar, he put the guitar right in the middle of the room.
Yep.
So there's no, like, it's right there.
And what you're saying is these are things that you can do on a daily basis that help you build a habit.
Yes, whatever it is. Let's say you want to create art, but you don't have the studio space. All right, well, then set up all of your art things on the dining room table. Right. Yeah, it might not look great. Who cares, though? That's, what's more important is for you to learn or for you to create this habit.
Yep.
So that's a little trick that I learned from that book, which I highly recommend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That can help you with starting.
What's the name of the book one more time?
The book is The Happiness Advantage by Sean Aker. Mm. And it's the 7 principles of positive psychology that fuel success and performance at work. I've shared this book before, but I had to share it again just because it's really my favorite book of 2019. Mm. Thanks to one of our listeners who recommended it to us.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
You are great.
You are great.
Couple questions before we wrap up here.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So we have a couple of questions that were sent in from all of you on Instagram.
Yes.
How do you stick to your plan when no one else appreciates it? I think it just goes back to what we talked about earlier about not caring what other people think.
Yeah. And I think that this plan is not for other people to appreciate because you're the one who's going to be living the consequences of whatever your plan is. So you have to really appreciate it.
Yep.
But I do see where this person is asking this question kind of like they want the support. Like you said, you had the support and it helped you. Well, what if some person doesn't have the support? Well, if you can't find it in your friends, then try to find it in your family. If you can't find it in your family, then try to find it in an online community. If you don't have a space, an online community, then search for one. There's always great spaces online where people come together just to boost another person mm-hmm, up. And I would just say find it somewhere.
Somebody said they've been struggling with motivation and discipline.
They have to start putting things in their priority.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to start cutting out the things that are getting in the way. If it's a show that you're watching, if it's TV, if it's the time you're on social media, if it's hanging out on the weekends or going out on a Friday for a drink, like whatever it is, you need to get your priorities straight.
Right.
And then if you have more time for what it is that you want to get done, and if you set a certain time, then you'll be disciplined because, well, there's nothing else that I have from this time to this time except work on it. But you have to make room in your schedule and you have to write it down and just, that's your priority. Mm-hmm. I people ask me sometimes, they're like, oh, so do you squeeze in time to do art when you get a chance? And it's like,
no,
I do art and I squeeze in time to do laundry or I squeeze in time to hang out with friends or I squeeze in time to cook if I get a chance. Mm-hmm. But if not, then I'm doing art all day. I'm ordering food in, and our couch is just filled with clothes.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. But it's just your priorities. So mm-hmm. I think that that's a big one to get things accomplished. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to sacrifice something.
Yeah.
And then last question we'll get to. Once again, thank you to everybody who submitted these. If I give up, is there a way to restart again?
The way that I think of this question is kind of like, I wouldn't say you gave up. I wouldn't even put that in the vocabulary.
Right.
Something came up.
Right.
Or your plan didn't work out this time.
Right.
Like it's kind
of. You stepped away for a second.
But every single day is a new day to make whatever it is that you want to do happen.
Right.
Let's just take it back down to like a really big notch.
Sure.
Let's say if it's just you want to do laundry.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like you gave up on your laundry. Right. It didn't happen.
Right.
But you have to make it a habit and you have to make it a priority. It's kind of like me with a walking for 100 days challenge. Like, I'm not going to say I gave up on it. I'm taking like a detour at the moment, mm-hmm. but I'm going to go back and I'm going to keep trying until the day that I die. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just have to keep sticking to it and just take give up.
I'm willing to bet that when you go back now, you're going to come back at it with a new perspective because you've stepped away. So you've stepped away and now you might have more appreciation for the thing that you wanted, mm-hmm. or you've stepped away and you did something else and you had a different life experience. So now you have a new perspective. So you're not restarting. Like you said, you've helped yourself because you found a new way to get there.
Yeah.
Maybe, but
I was going to say, it reminds me of another quote. No, but this time,
does it really?
This time,
yeah,
you're not starting from zero. At least you started. Right,
totally.
Right?
Yep.
So I think that's the important part. It's like some people are like, oh my gosh, you know, I was working at this job or I was trying for my art, like work on this art stuff for, 3 years. And now I decided to take a turn and I'm studying this, but I want to go back to it. It's like, you're never starting from zero.
Yep.
If you've already started.
Right.
You're starting from experience. And that's already way better than people that are starting from zero.
Totally.
So just start. Don't give up.
Yep.
That doesn't mean you gave up. There's a blip.
That's it.
But get back to it because time is ticking.
Time is ticking. And time is ticking because we have also got to go as well.
Yeah, I wish we could just talk to you all night. But
I know. But thank you all so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You are so great.
You.
Once again, it's like unbelievable. Every time we okay. I'm speaking to all of you right now. Oh. Amanda and I, we are together like every second of every day, it seems like.
Yeah.
And still, as I sit here and talk with her and listen to her, I am like as inspired as I've ever been. Every single time we do this, you inspire me so much. It's freaking awesome that I get to do this. It's like, are you kidding me? This is great.
I love you so much. I love you too.
Thank you so much. Thank you all so much. For everything, really. I mean, we read all of the reviews on iTunes. It makes us like giddy and so happy every time we get a new one.
And thank you.
Me?
Yes, you.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Joey's the brains behind all of this.
No.
Yes, you are. He's over here.
Clicking the buttons. Turning the knobs.
Making sure everything's running. You just have everything down and ready. And I just.
Well, that's fun. It's fun to do.
I know. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. I love this.
I love it.
We love it so much that we are going to be back now.
Monday nights.
Two times a week.
Monday mornings.
Yeah.
And Wednesdays.
Yep. Now we'll see you twice a week now.
So have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend.
We'll get back in touch on Monday.
Yes.
With our new podcast episode. And then on Wednesday again. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and weekend. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your kind messages, for sharing on socials mm-hmm. and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it feels good to be like back. I feel like when you were sick, we both stepped away from like social media and Instagram for a couple days.
Yeah.
We're back now.
Yeah, we're back. And it's nice to be back. And it's nice to hang out with you guys and see. Yeah, I have heard a lot of you guys have been sick. So
it's going around.
I
feel better, everybody.
Yeah, I hope you guys feel better. And
What's the key? What was the key to bringing you back?
You know, people were asking me that, and I wrote back to somebody, and I told her, keep very hydrated.
Yep.
If you're sick.
How many times did I tell you to drink water? Yeah, I know.
Stay away from sugars.
Yep.
Stay away from highly processed foods. So anything fried, remember, I was like, I can't have those chips. Like, I just, anything fried, anything highly processed, anything that has sugar, stay away from that. And just have a lot of, drink a lot of water, have a lot of veggies and fruits and a lot of soup, which this is the one thing I didn't do just because I do not like soup. Yeah. But soup, veggies and fruits, and a lot of water, and then take the medicines that you need to take for whatever it is that you have. Some people have the flu. I just had a cold, and then there's that new, what is that, like epidemic?
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Happening in the LAX.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
Whatever it is you're going through, I hope you feel better if you're sick.
Yeah. Yeah, you did a great job bouncing back. Nicely done.
Thanks to you. You got me everything I needed, so you're the best. Thanks.
You're the best, actually. All right, everybody. That's it.
Bye.
That's it. We're going to stop lingering and we're going to leave now.
Bye, everybody.
So goodbye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.